Volleyball gets underway and a look at the beginning of the high school football season. I'm Travis Wilson and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
Make your next sports event as much fun off the field as it is on the field. With exceptional sports facilities, accommodations, attractions, and activities, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. From basketball, volleyball, and hockey to baseball, football, and more, the water park capital of the world has you covered. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, your team will keep on playing long after the game is over. In Wisconsin Dells, it's about more than just winning or losing. It's how you play. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The 2012 girls volleyball season got underway on Tuesday with matches and tournaments around the state. One of the big events took place at Little Chute for the Battle of the Valley invite. A pair of FVA teams met in the title game, with Nina taking down Kimberly in two sets to claim the championship. Host Little Chute took third place with a three-set win over Oconto Falls. The high school football season gets underway with a handful of games Thursday night before most of the rest of the state kicks off on Friday. This year brings some changes to the season structure, as teams will play just eight regular season games. It also marks a significant increase in the amount of teams playing eight-man football, with 16 programs across the state participating in the new format. Also, for the first time, football coaches will see the playoffs rather than WIAA staff. Heading into the season, many eyes will be on Wanakee, who is looking for a fourth consecutive Division II state title under head coach Pat Rice. West Appear will be vying for a third straight title in Division III. A pair of state title winning coaches from last year have moved programs, as Jed Kennedy has left Kenosha Bradford after guiding the Red Devils to the Division I title last year and is now the head coach at Pulaski. Chad Hansen led the Greenwood Granton Co-op to the D7 crown, but returns to his alma mater, Olivas Drum, this season. Be sure to check WISSports.net all weekend for scores, stats, and more for football, soccer, and volleyball. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.